Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House was in session in the last couple of weeks and passed a piece of legislation that could be really important, especially to those in the agriculture community in Pennsylvania, and it has to do with the inheritance tax. What are some of the details on this?
So as you may or may not know, currently in Pennsylvania, property transferred from a parent to a minor child is subject to an inheritance tax rate of 4.5%. However, property transfers from a child age 21 or younger to a natural parent, adoptive parent, or step parent are exempt from the tax. And what House Bill 291 does is it seeks to exempt property transfers from the tax in the reverse order. Now, this would be especially beneficial to farmers who often leave the family farm to their children. And as we said, this has passed the state house, and the measure now goes to the Senate for their consideration.
The House also considers some legislation that will reform some of the methodologies used by local tax collectors in Pennsylvania when it comes to depositing taxpayer funds in bank accounts. What's going on here?
Well, this is one that I'm pretty up to date on because I sit on the local government committee for the House, and we debated this bill when it came before us about 4 to 6 weeks ago, and then it went to the House for second and third consideration. You know, if you do a simple Google search of Pennsylvania tax collector charged with fraud, it's going to bring up numerous examples of tax collectors that have taken advantage of loopholes in the state law to cash or deposit tax money into their own personal accounts. Just a couple examples of those back in 1990. There was a former tax collector who was sentenced in Northampton County to probation for stealing $236,000 in borough and school tax receipts. 2013, a tax collector sentenced with probation after pleading guilty in Berks County to stealing $19,000 in borough taxes and using that money to pay their credit card bills for groceries and even a car loan. And then in 2014, a former tax collector was sentenced with up to 2 years in prison in Delaware County for stealing a combined $1.3 million from the borough and the local school district. And the problem is that tax collectors were allowed to deposit the revenues that they brought in from taxes into a personal account. House Bill 16 would make them have a separate bank account that would not only have their name, but it would also have the office title or position that they hold in the name of that account. So that would help to limit the liability that you have and to give Pennsylvania taxpayers a greater peace of mind that their tax money is actually being deposited into the appropriate account and not just into the tax collector's personal account. This passed the House and is going over to the Senate for their review.
And the month of April is a time when we build awareness of a special program that saves many lives across the nation, and that has to do with organ donation. What are some of the details?
House Resolution 209 was approved by the House recently to designate April 2017 as National Donate Life Month in Pennsylvania. Now, according to Donate Life America, more than 33,000 transplants brought life to patients during the last year. However, more than 118,000 men, women, and children continue to wait for organ transplants. In Pennsylvania, almost 8,000 people are on the organ transplant list, and on average, every 18 hours, one of them will die waiting for that very important call that unfortunately never comes. About 4.6 million Pennsylvanians have said yes to organ and tissue donation by adding the donor designation on their driver's license. And if you haven't done that, that's an extremely easy thing to do when you renew your license. And nationwide, more than 134 million people, or about 54% of the adult population of the United States, are now registered donors. So something very important that is necessary, organ donation, and we're trying to just get that message out during April 2017.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.